This podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
All righty, welcome aboard on a beautiful Friday, recovering from last night's defeat at the hands of the Denver Nuggets, 104-93, as Denver takes a 1-0 lead. We recharge and get ready for the Panthers tomorrow. That's what we do. That's how we roll here, right? We got no choice. And then we'll deal with game two on Sunday with the Miami Heat, and we'll see if they can play a lot better. It's going to be a rough one, but it's not going to be an easy series for the Miami Heat. Last night they had a chance, too. That's the crazy part of it all. Manny Navarro will join us at 11 a.m. At noon, we'll have Cameron Wolf with us. We'll take your questions, your comments, all kinds of stuff, so you can send them in on the chat board. Remember, you can always make a super chat and a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show on Cash App or Venmo. Remember, if your business wants to be a part of our platform and you want to promote your business and brand and get new customers locally, nationally, even internationally, because the audience is what it is, which is really cool. We're blessed. You can reach out to us on our business line at 786-754-4664. There you go. So we will, yes, we will bring Cam the Joker hater on at noon. So we'll get his thoughts on it. Tomorrow we'll have the Panthers at 8 o'clock. Remember, we will be on after the Panthers game. So win or lose, Panthers or Heat, we're going to be here for you post-game show. So we'll give you a nice objective post-game show, not the Homer stuff, but hey, you know, people love the Homer stuff. So to each his own, as they say. Last night, I mean, it was just one of those where they didn't do what they had to do in order to win. They didn't hit their shots. People like Strus and Duncan failed, and so did Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler wasn't himself last night. You know, there's no way that you can end up with 13 points on 14 shots. That's as, you know, inefficient as it gets for Jimmy Butler. He had no free throws. The team had two overall. I think it was Highsmith that went 2 of 2 from the free throw line. This team didn't attack the basket. And I don't care what Bam and was it Bam and Highsmith, right? We're together in the press conference, and they asked him about, you know, the referees, and he's not trying to get you in trouble and all that. And Bam was like, you know, having fun with it. And well, you know, if are you gonna pay a portion of it or whatever? But there's nothing to complain. There's nothing to point at. The Heat didn't attack, and Jimmy didn't attack. And like I said last night, if the head of the snake is not attacking, how do you expect the rest of the pack to attack? And I don't know what's going on with Jimmy. I don't know what the injury is, because it can't be that he's tired. You know, he had several days to rest. He could be tired overall. Hell, I'm tired. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm 57 years old. I've worked my ass off all my life. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm tired. I'm tired every day of my life already at this point. So I get being tired, but you got rest. You should have been able to play to, you know, your normal self at least in game one. That wasn't Jimmy Butler yesterday. That wasn't Jimmy Butler at all yesterday. You're not winning this series with Jimmy Butler scoring 13 points a game. You're not winning this series if Jimmy Butler has no free throws. You're not winning if Jimmy Butler is not attacking the Denver Nuggets offensively, defensively, everything. I didn't see playoff Jimmy yesterday. I didn't see attack mode Jimmy. I didn't see him with his hair on fire. You know, I can, Strus will never miss that many shots again. No freaking way. Okay? I'm with Spo on that. When he was talking about his guys and, you know, the confidence and all that stuff. I have no problem with that. Duncan also did not show up. You know, certain guys didn't do their jobs. I get it. Bam showed up. Gabe showed up. Lowry showed up. But only three of your role players showing up is not enough. Not against the Denver Nuggets. And as I said yesterday, the difference between the Denver Nuggets and the other teams you've played, you can F around with, you know, falling behind 10, 12, 15, and you can storm back on these teams. You can do that with the Knicks because they're nothing. You could do that with the Celtics because they're flaky. You could do it with the Bucks because Giannis was just discombobulated after the injury. He just wasn't really the same dude, and that team wasn't in a groove. So you were able to get away with it. Denver's way better than all these teams. You can't screw around and fall behind and try to think that you're going to catch up easily on these guys. And then in the second half, they made a little bit of a run, and they made it somewhat interesting. Why? They hit their shots. And still, they didn't have real Jimmy. Yesterday, Jimmy Butler scored 5 points in the first minute of the game. Five of his 13. So if I tell you that Jimmy Butler is going to score 40% of his offense in the first minute of the game, how's that good? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so I don't know what's... And nobody in the press conference yesterday asked Jimmy Butler straight up, are you injured, Jimmy? Even though he probably will say no, but at least you got it on record. And then when we hear about the operation after, if we hear about the operation after the finals, I don't know how it is in the CBA. If they're supposed to report or they can, in the offseason, they can, you know, they don't have to say anything because there's no games going on. I have no idea. Because, you know, Jimmy Butler's a tough son of a bitch. So he could be injured and he could tell everybody, shut up, don't say anything. We're not making, you know, like our boy from the Celtics, what's his name, Jason Tatum. He's all whining like a little bitch about his ankle and all that stuff. And Jimmy's not an excuse guy. Spo's not an excuse guy. The Heat are not excuse people. You know, so they'll suck it up. And that's great. I can admire all of that. But, dude, that wasn't you yesterday. And I can't imagine that Jimmy said, oh, I'll pace myself in the NBA Finals. These are the final seven games of your year. You're done now for months. You got to leave it all on the court right now. Did Jimmy Butler do that last night? No. Why? It's not because of a heart. It's not because he's lazy. It's not because he's not committed. It has to be because he's injured. And not one person asked him, Jimmy, are you injured? You had no free throws. You shot 14 times to get 13 points. It's game one. This team desperately needs you. You're the leader of the team. 13 points? Are you injured? No one asked him that. Which is amazing to me. You know, I get that I'm not going to, like, name names or anything. I get there's one or two of those reporters that probably have a relationship with Jimmy. They're not going to ask him because they want to keep getting information so they can't put the person in a bad position. This is the part that sucks about building relationships with people and friendships, because now you need them for information. So now you can't put them in a tough spot or criticize or be objective or anything like that. And that's horseshit. No one asked Jimmy Butler yesterday if he's injured, whether you get an answer or not, but get something out of it. So that way we kind of know in the offseason if he has surgery. See, he was bullshitting. He was just. But I can't believe no one asked him that. Did any of you think he was injured? Just wondering. bunch of you up there on the, and don't forget, please, to smash the hell out of the like button. Did any of you think he was injured last night? Were you wondering about that? Did you wonder that at by halftime, by the end of the game, when you looked at how pedestrian his stats were, how mediocre his stats were, how his game wasn't really that aggressive? Because that to me was one of the things that just absolutely stood out, man. That was tough yesterday, because they had a chance. They definitely had a chance yesterday. If they make their shots and they get real Jimmy buckets, real playoff Jimmy, I think they would have had a shot. I really do. Two a time, first in. Two extreme, tough loss. But the bright side is yesterday's game was, if most of the clean shots went in, that game's outcome would have been different. We missed a ton of open shots. We will be better next game. They better be. But God, how do you miss those shots, dude? And Jimmy. Jay Gelfin is in. Good morning, Orlando, Sean, and chat crew. Tough one last night. If the Heat shot better in the beginning, and what if the start, what if we had Tyler Heroes? I don't know. You know what I mean? My problem, Jay, is with all of that, we can't use Tyler Hero for shit. Because there just aren't enough examples that he's reliable. He's streaky. And so I can't say that he would have saved your team yesterday or anything like that. I don't know. I don't have enough proof. He's never around when the season really matters. You know, we're still living off the bubble from 4 years ago with him. So I refuse to give Tyler Hero that kind of credit when he doesn't, when he hasn't earned it, actually. You know, so I can't lean on that one, Jay. Alexis is in. Brian Walters is in. Says, good morning, Big O, Sean, everyone. I hope you have a great day. Smash the like button. I see Inter let their coach go. You know, let me get this off my chest. I got to work at Inter Miami, and the Moss family is terrific. They're good people. They mean well. They want to win. But here's where I got to separate church and state. And let me just call things like I see them, because nobody else in town is going to end up really saying what's going on. The Moss family needs to finally straighten their shit out at Inter Miami. Okay, let's just say what needs to go on. The dysfunction in that place, we saw it firsthand when Sean and I were there. Okay, I know they want to win. I know they want to do everything, but the dysfunction there is at catastrophic levels. That's why you're headed for your third coach in 4 years. You already got your second general manager. You cannot draft, develop your own players. Any fucking idiot can trade for Messi or any other star that takes no skill. None whatsoever. It takes no skill to go and get a star and bring them here. But your stars will come and go. Moss and Beckham. Henderson. Your star will come and go. You still got to draft and develop your own players for a foundation. Other teams do it in town. Inter Miami does not. They don't have anybody right now. Leo Campana is not a guy you build on because he's unreliable physically. And I just saw him on the pitch piss away a game on Tuesday night. Wednesday night. So you fire Neville when he had a chance to win the game 2-1. He chokes on the PK. And he chokes on the possession in the box. Look, I'm not here to defend Phil Neville and say he's this great coach or anything like that. but he's not the problem. Your shit roster is a problem. You trade Lassiter and Dukes, depth on your bench a month and a half ago because you want to clear up more cap space. You, because of cheating, part of your dysfunction, your cheaters in the first year where you had five DPs, you were fined a certain amount of money and you've had salary limitations all the way through this season. They get lifted next year. Your Martinez move was a disaster. Gregory, your best defender, has been out all year. The dude got injured in the first game of the season or the second game, whatever the hell it was, and he's gone, and it kills the middle of your defense. Campana is useless. He's got talent, but he's breaks down physically. And what, is he not going to be able to finish now either? They don't have a 10 to create. They don't have nines that stay healthy or can finish or are reliable. And then you have all your eggs in the messy basket. Inter Miami is a complete disaster, bro. It's such a dysfunctional place. There's no way you're going to win if you can't make good decisions so you can stay the course. But if you're going to get pissed every couple of months and fire your coach and then change your general manager every couple of years because Chris Henderson's on his way out in another year or two, that roster ain't shit. Yesterday, I go to Panizo. What's the big deal, bro? This isn't going to change any. Oh, well, they shouldn't be in last place. So what do you expect? You're expecting some magician to come in and make you the last team in the playoffs or just outside a couple of spots off the last spot? Because this roster sucks. Who the hell's going to win with this roster? Obviously, he had no answer for me, and I'll bring him on and challenge him, Michelle, and whoever to tell me what the hell's going on with this roster, because this roster blows. So firing Neville is nothing more than window dressing, dude. The Moss family has the money. We all know that. They have the power to make things happen in town. We know that. We know that they're great business people in their own right. But when you go into a new business, you have to learn and you're going to make all kinds of mistakes. Well, 4 years in, they're not learning a goddamn thing. The only thing they're learning is how to keep your franchise unstable. That's it. That's the only thing Inter Miami is, unstable. No coach is going to save this team. And getting messy takes no skills. That only takes writing an effing check. Oh, and one more thing. David Beckham, brother, stay looking pretty on the sidelines and keep your mouth shut. You are freaking Michael Jordan of the MLS. Okay? It was your doing that brought Matuidi here for one of the DP spots. And let me tell you something. While I was working at Onside and working with Inter, I had to keep my mouth quiet. Off the air, we would rip them all the time. Like, what kind of dumbasses get Matuidi, a defensive midfielder, as a DP? Like, you got to be a first-class dumbass organization to add a defensive player who's old as your DP. You get offensive players. You get people that can put the ball in the goal. A terrific midfielder or a forward. You don't get a defender as your DP. We were all laughing about that behind the scenes at Inter Miami. And we're like, what the hell are these people doing? So you want to bring ass old ass Higuain over here and you want to do all of this. And the Messi deal now sounds like a disaster. So you agree with Barcelona, but then they borrow him for 18 more months. Come on, man. I mean, seriously, show me that you can build your own franchise, that you can draft players, that you can develop them. You've had 4 years. 4 freaking years, dude. And there's nothing. So fire Phil Neville all you want. Fire any coach you want. Change the GM all you want. And put all your eggs in Messi. You're only going to have Messi for a year or two. That guy ain't going to come here for 10. So yeah, you'll have excitement for a year or two. And then what? The same shit that we've seen for the last 4 years? So you're a shit franchise unless you can go out and get one of the all-time superstars in the history of soccer. Wow, that really shows a lot of skill on how to run a really good organization. Meanwhile, we got the Heat getting people off the street and making them into good NBA players. Fucking joke, dude. Absolute fucking joke. Wake the hell up over there in Fort Lauderdale, dude. Get your heads out of the asses that you clearly are in. And I care because I've been a big proponent, big supporter of local soccer here, and I wanted to survive. I wanted to thrive. I wanted to have a lot of success. We had it going with Hamilton and Hudson before that idiot owner turned it in and the MLS, you know, backstabbed us. And the last thing I want to see is this MLS team come to town and you know, it's just dog shit leadership. Because you don't know what the hell you're doing. You can't hire a coach. And you got David Beckham, who's a fucking moron. Neville didn't work out and Matuidi didn't work out. And I don't know what other bad decisions he was part of. But clearly David Beckham has no business being a part of football operations. Stay on the sidelines, go add another tattoo, be a pretty boy, but you are no executive, dude. None. None. Okay? Anyway, Beckham, you lost me with that bullshit PR crap you did over there in the World Cup with Kraptar. In fact, your ass sold out to those people. That's disgraceful, dude. Absolutely disgraceful. And you're terrible at ad-libbing. So keep doing all that other bullshit. Stay away from the soccer team, dude. Just stay away. Get lost. Anyway. I paid for Apple TV MLS package to continue watching my beloved Inter Miami. It was a season ticket holder before I moved. And man, I wasted my dinero. It's, bro, yeah. And I'm with you, Giovanni. I bought it too. Now, I was already an Apple subscriber. So, you know, we got that $20 discount, right? From $99 to $79 or whatever. But damn, dude. This is what I have to watch. George Metellus, what's up, my brother? Add to that, there's no guarantee that Messi will make Inter Miami an MLS Cup contender unless he has quality players around him. Boom, boom, boom. Shake the room. Tick, 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 boom. That's it. He's right. You know, it's just, again, I'm not here to defend Neville, but he's not really the problem. You know, the people above have been the problem so far. They're the ones that make all the bad decisions. And it's got to be said because nobody else is going to say it in town. Nobody's going to rip into them like they deserve to get ripped into. Like they should actually have a press conference and apologize to everybody, apologize to the supporters. They should apologize to Vice City and Southern Legion and who's the other one that I'm forgetting now? And I apologize for brain farting at the moment. Heron, right? The what's it called? The what's it? Vice Southern. Oh God, the other one I'm forgetting now. But all three of those incredible supporters groups, you should bring them all to a building somewhere there and apologize to them for your shit-ass leadership and stupid-ass decisions and embarrassing football club that you're coming up with every year. That's what you should do. Big O, your heart is still with the Strikers. My heart is with the Strikers, with Miami FC, with him or she, with Boca, with... Inter Miami, you name it, dude. My heart is with all local soccer, and I want local soccer to excel. But this bullshit, I'm not allowing this to fly. Okay? Because nobody else is going to say it. I might as well say it. Yes, sir.
The siege.
Thank you. I apologize, Siege. You guys are all over the place. You should apologize to them. So, yeah. Pisses me off. Yeah, a lot of really good players will get cut soon. The loaded teams will have to cash to snag up a couple of them. Or you guys are talking about Dolphins. Jay Hurt says, but interseason tickets, now the return on investment is going to be wild if they sign them. They're not getting them anymore. They're going to put them on loan to Barcelona. So you'll have a little piece of him for a little bit, but it's what George says. If you're not going, you're showing me you can't develop a team. You're already showing me you're not good at drafting and developing. Okay. That, you've already shown me that for 4 years and it started off the first year. When you passed up the kid that went to Orlando, okay? That's it. Robbie Robinson was like, holy shit, that was like that was like one of the biggest swings and misses for this franchise right from the get-go. Oh, and they had two shots at him, if I'm correct, right? Because didn't they have two picks in the top five, and then he went number five, I think it was, right? I mean, dude. And then they had five DPs. Like, they thought that they were fooling the league or they were too stupid to figure out that they had five DPs. I don't know which one it was, but it doesn't get any better than that. And then you make this Martinez move, and it's been an utter disaster. The guy is a shell of what he was. Yeah, for a couple of weeks, he had a couple of goals, but... And then the Campana guys, you know, he had his moment a couple of years ago, but since then it's been injuries up and down and nothing. And there's just calendars about the best thing that they have found. You know that? Calendar. You know, the guy that was hanging out with like the entire opposing team in the box the other night. Yeah, that guy, Calendar. So. David Beckham thinks soy milk is Spanish for I am milk. If you pull up the video of David Beckham at Craptar, and it's a promotional video of him hanging around with people from Craptar and how he likes, the phoniness and the lack of, I don't know, creative language. Okay, there was no color whatsoever. I mean, you couldn't be more lamer than that dude. It was such a phony promo. You got to see it. And it just shows me like that dude will sell himself out even to that just for money. Big O' Neville had three seasons. Actually, this is not a complete season. And so you're wrong on that. But that's all right. And the team sucks, Frankie. Nobody's winning with this shit. Okay. It's not his fault that they brought Martinez. It's not his fault that they traded his depth away in Lassiter and Dukes. All right. It's not his fault that Gregory's been out all year. It's not his fault that Campana is completely unreliable. So if you want to tell me that that's Neville's fault, then you're right. So I don't know. I'm not here to defend Neville, but I'm not defending the franchise. And if anybody thinks, Frankie, if you think Neville's the problem, then you couldn't be more wrong and more off. Okay? Because he's not the problem. The problem are all the people above him making all the decisions. All right? They're the ones putting all their eggs in the messy basket. All right? They are the ones setting themselves up all for that. No one else. It's the coach that has to put up with it. He has no choice. Morgan, Duke, Lassiter, Carranza, Reyes all improved after they left. They reminded me of the Dolphin players that would be better if it's, well, if Duke and Lassiter wasn't bad here. Morgan wasn't bad here. It's just you change the style of play, and that's what changed Morgan. That's all. You changed the offense. Because once you had Pozuelo, once you had Higuain and all that, 2 years later, you had a completely different offense. That happens, man. You can't do anything about that. If you change the type of the offense, instead of you wanted to run it through the middle instead of off the side, which is what you were doing with Morgan, was he setting you up from the outside. That's not what the offense was anymore. That happens in every sport, and you change things. And Duke and Lassiter played well here, man. Team's a disaster. Their front office and ownership group are the reasons why they're mediocre. Doesn't matter. You can keep changing all the coaches you want. Oh, if they're going to spend all this money on Messi on a loan, they might as well not get him and maybe get a striker like Karim Benzema. But I agree. Oh, got to get young talent and develop, but they don't develop anything. So if Neville is a problem, Spo is the Heat's problem. Lacking roster. Yeah, that, I mean, but that roster is bad, dude. Big O, if you look at this team, they start hot, then they lose a couple of games in a row, and then they win a couple of games. Yeah, that's called mediocre, my brother. That's not coaching. Where does their talent say that they should be elite? What are we talking about here? What are you talking about, Frankie? Maybe win a game or two and become the seventh team maybe in the playoffs or the eighth team or ninth team just outside? Is that what we're talking about? Is that like the peak of all peaks? So after 4 years, that's all you can build? A team that can barely be outside of the playoffs or barely be inside the playoffs? Because that's all they've ever been, no matter what coach it is. Are you telling me, Frankie, that this is a team that should be in the top five of the conference? Yay or nay? What's the idea here? Isn't it to win the MLS Cup? You think their team has any chance to challenge for a cup with any coach? The best coach in the world. You think it's going to get this team to challenge? Come on, man. Come on. It was cool when we had the Fort Lauderdale Yankees and the Strikers. Cool times. The minor league team? Yeah, that was fun. It was fun when we had the Orioles down south and then the Yankees in Fort Lauderdale. That was actually cool. I remember that. That was fun. Discipline, Big O, and coaching matters. The players quit on him. Look at what you posted during that game they lost. Oh, I know that the defense, but that's, you know, it's a bad team. So we'll see, you know. I guess the next coach will do so much better. You know, nothing's changed for 4 years. Doesn't matter who the coach is. Doesn't matter who the GM is. So you guys can keep making excuses. I can do the math for you very simple. I've been at this for a long time, Frankie. You changing coaches, you're changing players, the results are the same. It only falls in one place, my man, up top. You know what's happening to you, Frankie? Like a lot, like some of you out there, like some of our writers probably, like some of our supporters and all that kind of shit, okay? You can go get Skip Schumacher and you can go get this manager and that manager and that manager. If the people on top of the Marlins don't change their ways, it doesn't matter what happens underneath. Not at all. So if your ownership group, your leadership group doesn't know what they're doing, you'll keep changing managers and you'll keep changing coaches and all that kind of stuff and front office people. And nothing changes. I've seen this story over and over again with all kinds of ownership groups. And the ownership groups that are bad, there's a reason why they're bad. And right now, the Moss brothers are not getting it done. We have to be honest. We have to call it like we see it. 4 years in and they've built nothing. They can't find coaches. They can't fix the front office. They can't draft. They can't develop. They can't trade. So it doesn't matter who comes in next. If the people above are constantly changing their minds every 6 months, every year, every 18 months, it ain't going to get you anywhere, man. All I've seen from that team for 4 years is dysfunction. It starts and ends at the top for Inter Miami. Make no mistake about it. And this year is a perfect example of all of that. You think they can overcome a Campana who should have won the game for them. Even with that defense on there, Campana should have won the game. By the way, you're so quick to pick on Neville. Didn't the offense set up Campana? Didn't Neville's offense set up Campana in the box twice and the penalty? I won't give him the third one as a goal, but the second one after the PK should have been a goal. He hesitated to pull the trigger, and that's it. The defense caved in on him. So why is it Neville's fault that Campana chokes? Or is it the front office's fault that they've kept Campana and he keeps choking and he keeps breaking down? Where's that Neville's fault? You guys you get fooled by the shiny objects. And that's what you're doing right now. You're getting fooled by the shiny object. Just another example why I appreciate and praise Bill Zito so much, oh. I mean, all you've watched since Viola and Sifu have gone together for 7, 8, 9 years, whatever this is now, is they've gotten better and better and better and better. They keep their good players. They've made a couple changes at coaches. They made a couple changes at GM. And now, well, they only made one change at GM because they inherited Dale Talon. And they inherited a legend that was running out of gas. It's not their fault. They had to finally make it. And Zito's been amazing. They went and found Bill Zito. Great ownership. And they've made the playoffs now 4 straight years. And now they're going deeper into the playoffs, which is also more progress. That's what you want to see. We don't see any progress. No progress from Inter Miami for 4 years. They're the same team they were in their expansion year. Dysfunctional, mediocre, and not really much to build on. But hey, you guys go ahead. Use the Neville thing like it's going to be the savior of the franchise. Coaching matters, Big O. Look at how the Heat organization has made bad decisions recently, but Spo makes the team better than what they are. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But there's something there that they found in the front office, right? They did find Caleb Martin, so he can work with that. right? Now, the bad contract they gave Duncan, but he still works with that. But you still have Jimmy Butler that they paid for, Bam that they drafted, Tyler that they drafted. So those are guys that are helping you out overall. They've made good decisions also. All of the decisions are bad decisions for Inter Miami, pretty much. Calendar, Gregory, what else? There aren't a lot of great decisions. Campana has not turned out to be a great decision. Not bringing back Pozuelo, is that going to help you out? You know what I mean? Pozuelo was the most important player on the team last year. So you didn't bring back the real MVP because it wasn't Higuain. If you really watched the team, it was Pozuelo. So what kind of a move is that from the front office? So at least with the Heat, their bad decisions are some of the things that they've tied their players to, but they have some skill sets to them. Inter Miami has very few people that bring anything to the table. You got to score goals. Who's scoring goals? 4 years, nothing's changed. That's all you need to know. Faces change. You're going on your third coach in 4 years. Doesn't get more dysfunctional than that. My God, they made Matuidi a DP. Connor still has this year left. He's not going to get a contract this year. There's no contract for Connor this year. As I've told you before, I think he's under contract, so he's not under any. There's no rush for Connor, so doesn't really matter. Big O, do you think McDaniel is going to be around a while, or will they get rid of him? I like you, so I'm gonna skip that. They will really be something if Eichenberg pans out at center. No, that's just that's just switching people around. Now, whatever you're reading out there or whatever, this is experiments. See how Eichenberg does at center, because if you have enough guards moving around, but you got to find out who also can play center. So just in case, God forbid, you're down to your third center and it might be Eichenberg. It might be, I don't know, dude, somebody out there. So they'll try multiple people at center. Remember, the writers are there only on a couple of days, not all the days. So they're only partially seeing some of that stuff. Whereas throughout that entire time, they're experimenting with different people at different spots. That's what you do now. In fact, I read an article where somebody was kind of questioning the moving around. And that's, I think it was Poop that wrote that, like last year, they didn't move them around. Well, that's because last year they didn't know who's who. So this year, now that they know who's who and where you belong, now they're going to find out, okay, can you do this also? So while they like Eichenberg at guard, they want to see if he can play a little center, God forbid, just in case. So you want to give guys an opportunity to see if they can be flexible. So that gives you as a coach, in a desperate moment, in a pinch, hey, you know, we've worked them out here. So if Eichenberg actually is productive at center for them, if they feel that way, you won't know about it. But throughout the year, they'll have certain moments where they'll put them at center in practice. You won't know about it. I won't know about it. But it happens because there's a lot of closed practices. There's stuff that we have no access to. So for those of you out there, please do not make anything of all of this. This is what goes on at this time of the year. They're experimenting. This year, at this point now, they know more about their guys than they did last year. So now that they know what they are, now they want to expand to find out, hey, can you do this? There's nothing more to look into that. Don't make it a mountain out of a molehill, or whatever it's called, you know, a mountain out of a molehill, right? Is that how they say it? Don't go crazy on it. It's no big deal. It's just experimenting. Let's see. As a third string center, I would not like that. If you're down to your third string center, you're in trouble anyway, so it doesn't really matter. You're not really carrying three centers around, so you want to find out if any other guy can do it just to fill in as a pinch. Was just saying, Big O, if Ike excels at center, Connor could solve. Connor's going to stay at center. Connor stay at center. Connor's not getting a new contract. Stop with all that stuff. I don't know where all this new contract stuff is coming up. The dude's under contract. They're not going to sign him now. They don't have the kind of money, I think, to do all of that. Unless the Wilkins deal just hits a wall and they say, all right, well, let's get the Sealer-Connor thing and let's get Connor a year ahead, because I think Connor's up by the end of next year. So he signed a long-term contract. You don't really need to re-sign him right away. Plus, he's kind of completing his second year at a new position. So you kind of want to see where he's at. And I could see them agreeing to a deal with him towards the end of the season or next offseason. And remember, you can tag, which the tag for a center is nothing. It's not a big deal. The Connor thing, I don't know why it's become a subject. He's under contract. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Okay. I think it's more about Wilkins and Sealer right now than anything else. At least that's what I would be doing. Let's see. Not an excuse, but I just read the box score. How does Denver go to the line 20 times and the Heat only two? Heat didn't attack. They settled for too many threes. Way too many threes. And Jimmy didn't attack. You know, we got to call it like we see it, dude. Jimmy didn't play yesterday like it was the NBA Finals. I didn't get, you know, Jimmy buckets last night. I don't know about you, but on my television, I didn't see Jimmy buckets on the television. I saw pedestrian Jimmy, which I'm not really used to seeing pedestrian Jimmy. I don't really like seeing pedestrian Jimmy. The Miami Heat have absolutely no shot to win this series if pedestrian Jimmy is showing up every night. So that's what it would be for me. What else do we have? Heat are 2-9 in the last 11 meetings versus the Nuggets. Yeah. And who cares, Cap for Life? I get it. I know that they're not good there, and that's why I picked Denver. Big deal. Is you just want to be a negative guy? Is that it? Is that what it's all about? Pastoria Jimmy. No, if he was in Pastoria. Normally, we have Pastoria Jimmy. Okay? All right? Because if you were from Pastoria, you weren't really going to be screwing around. Normally, Jimmy plays like he's from Pastoria. If you don't know about that neighborhood and in the outskirts of Little Havana, I can't help you. But that was a neighborhood back in the day. I don't know about now, but back in the day, yeah. Yep. Stephen M., thank you for the Bitcoin. Appreciate it. He says, can't stand your politics, but I love your extra coverage for South Florida, especially on weekends. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen M., and I'm glad you hate my politics because you're a tight-ass conservative that wants to shove your beliefs down everybody's throats, and that's just absolutely pathetic. But, hey, that's all right. I love your gutless approach to my answer, because he was like, oh, the world's not going more liberal. Look how the laws have been passed for abortions. And I'm like, hey, moron, your conservative-controlled governments have passed them. It hasn't gone to vote, ever. They don't put it to vote. If they put abortions to vote, Steve M., we would all vote for abortions, because 70% of America easily would vote that they would want, you know, reasonable abortions, 13, 14, 15 weeks. It would pass by 70% plus. The conservatives would get crushed. But that's why they do it. But Steve M., you know, that's why you hate my politics, because I tell the truth about your sorry ass. That's why. Okay? Just like the Democrats. Same bullshit. You think they want to put CBDCs up for vote? No, because they know it's evil and controlling, and we will vote it down 80 or 90%. But they don't do it. And so then they are going to force it through the government without us. But that's all right, dude. Pick your side. Be a blind Democrat. Be a blind Republican. Be a blind conservative. The world is going liberal, you freaking moron. Women in the Far East are taking, in the Middle East are taking off their veils, which is like murder over there. People in China are going against the government. In Russia, they're going against the government. Hell, there are renegades fighting against the government. People want to be a little bit more free, okay? So the world is going way more liberal than conservative. The problem is the conservatives are fighting it and forcing their values down other people's throats when they don't want it. And that's not the American way. The American way is let people choose their right. So, yeah, you don't like my politics because I crush your phony ass. Hey, but thanks for the Bitcoin, fool. I love crushing Democrats, Republicans. I love it, bro. I love it. Trumpies, I love it because you're all entrenched in your little corners and you're so defective, you don't even know it. You have no idea, you know, like Steve M, who's a complete conservative clown, you know, and it's, you know, when you got nothing and you don't bring it, I'm going to crush your ass because your phoniness, I'm going to just expose it. Like Steve M, he had no rebuttal after I told him that it was conservative governments that are passing it, not the people. It's never been put to vote, you know. So it's all right, man. Hate my politics because I hate all politics, so I crush them all because you're all phonies. Democrats, Republicans, Trumpies, you're all phonies. So I will continue to have a field day at your expense, Steve M. Anyway, Jimmy played too hesitant, like if he had Jimmy's injured, bro. He's not nervous. He doesn't have jitters. He's not afraid. That has nothing to do with it. We all know Jimmy's a dog. Okay? This reminds me of X. Okay? Same thing. I know what X is as a player. I can have all my other issues with him that have nothing to do with being a player. So when I watched him last year, I knew that's not him. What I was watching last night, that's not Jimmy Butler. No. That's not Jimmy Butler, bro. No way. Let's see. Latvia's Edgar Rinkevics is European Union's first openly gay president-elect. No, but the world's not going more liberal. No, Rosendo, don't tell the conservative that because they think their world is the only world. It's ridiculous. Big O, what do you buy, a hot dog at a Dairy Queen or a Miami Heat trucker hat? Neither one. This here. I had a chance of... Yeah, I know. That's a terrible hat. You really bought that hat. That's a terrible hat. So I had a chance to buy that hat. They have it there at Canes Wear. There. I bought a shirt instead. This is a hat that you buy at a gas station for $5. This is a badass hat. The Panther hat, now that's a real, see? Sean was smart and then not so smart. So that's a real hat. That when you go to the Stanley Cup or the NBA Finals, you make something that looks professional and classy. not something like that crap right there that you buy at Marathon gas station. Okay? Give me a break, dude. That hat is gross. This, my friends, is a real hat. This thing is, I mean, look at that, bro. Super sweet. What is it? Did the Heat have any control over this? Did the Heat actually do that? I mean, they do so many things the right way. How could they just screw that one up?
I talked to Jeff at Gainsborough, and he said New Era was the only one that really put anything out, and that was what they, hat-wise now.
Right. Okay, so New Era was in charge of it.
Well, that's the one that they, I don't know how it goes if they can only, but that's the only hat that they came out with.
Wow.
I don't know what all the restrictions are as far as there's certain vendors and things like that, so.
Maybe one day I'll ask somebody from the Heat. Did you guys?
I got to believe that there's something else. But that is the hat they handed Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, won. They were wearing that same hat. Yeah. Just like the Panthers were wearing this hat.
Yeah, it was almost AEW-esque.
Yeah, I saw that and it was like, okay, $5 gas station hat. I mean, it's a white hat with the net in the back and then the patch. That's all it is. It's a patch. It's like, lame, dude. Lame. Lame ass hat. Anyway, oh, that Miami Heat hat reminds me of the disgusting whale logo the Dolphins came up with a decade ago. Of course, suckers are buying it. That whale hat is terrible, too.
Just call me a sucker.
I still have my back-to-back 2013, 2000 and 2012 and 13 Miami Heat champs hats at one of the coolest hats I've ever owned. Yeah, dude. For sure. Well, now, those are the championship hats. Okay? These are just NBA Finals hats. They haven't won it yet. Well, hopefully they win it. But, you know, if they win it, then those are the ones you buy. There'll be a new one. That one, at least, I hope, will be a lot nicer than this one. Jesus Christ, dude. Armando V calls it an AEW hat. Okay, Sean? Just so you'll know. They're taking shots at the root beer league.
Yeah, it's crappy, and Frankie Fresco probably really likes it, but just won't say he does.
They use an accountant to design it. Oh, man. The Nuggets scored 104 points. Miami missed everything, and they lost by 11. My math tells me we're winning game two. Nuggets defense isn't much, and Bam will score plenty. They're leaving Bam pretty free. It's got a lot of space. He took advantage of it. That was really good by Bam yesterday. It's really good. He's got to keep doing it, obviously. One game don't mean shit. He doesn't do it enough, but at least, you know, he was one of the role guys that showed up. Him, Lowry, and what's it called? Vincent are the guys that showed up. They at least got it done. Anyway, what else was I going to tell you? Oh. Speaking of game two, is game two a must win for the Miami Heat? That's the question. Because the average person would say, well, you know, they hold court, we hold court. Denver's pretty damn good. Are you sure you're going to win games three and four in Miami? And one of the things that you've done is you've disrupted each of these series by winning a game on the road immediately. And then all of a sudden that puts an enormous burden on the other team because they have now lost the home court advantage, right? That's been the key. And right now you lost last night. Do you have to win game two? I say you do. I don't think the Miami Heat are good enough to beat the Denver Nuggets four out of the next five if you lose game two. I think it's impossible unless Jokic gets injured or Murray, who's had an injury history, and he suffers an injury and he's out for the series. Then, okay, maybe it opens things up for you. But if there are no injuries to those two top dogs, I don't think this team has it to win four of the last five games. I actually think game two is a must-win situation for the Miami Heat. I just think that this opponent is way more dangerous than the opponents you faced in the East. They're tough to match. They didn't have an answer for Gordon yesterday underneath. You know there's no answer for Jokic, and you're not going to really stop Jamal Murray. And then you start adding Bruce Brown and Porter, and, you know, it just gets crazy. So there's a lot of mismatches going on with this team. I don't think you have the luxury of going down 2-0 to Denver. I don't think you have the luxury of saying, well, they held their court, now we've got to do the same. Bullshit, dude. I'm sorry. I do not believe that whatsoever. So I really feel Miami is in a must-win situation tomorrow to win this series. I think it's guaranteed to lose this series if you lose, not tomorrow, I'm sorry, Sunday. We'll see. We shall see. Let's see. Big O, you should give other people the right to have a different opinion than them, as you know. They can have another opinion. So what? The conservative dude can have another opinion. I don't care. But it's also my right to say it's a stupid freaking opinion. It's also my right to say he's a clown thinking that the world is going to be more conservative when it's not. But that's all right, dude. The blind ass are the blind ass, and they're going to believe whatever they believe, and they're going to stick by it. You can have another opinion, and I'm going to rip your ass for an opinion that I don't like. Period. End of story. That's it. Right? That's kind of the way it goes. Do I have to respect it? No, I don't. When I think it's stupid and ignorant? No, I don't. So I don't respect Democrats trying to shove a CBDC down my throat. I don't respect conservatives trying to shove abortion down my throat. No, I don't. I respect the will of the people. Put that to vote. And if they want CBDCs, then so be it. And if they don't, then we shouldn't get it. Put abortion up for vote. Let the people decide. Not the conservatives who happen to be controlling that portion of the government so they can force it all the way in. That's it. So, no. I don't respect that. And I don't respect ignorance either. All right? Just like some of the Trumpies that want to defend January 6th. You can have your opinion, and I can freaking rip you and tell you you're an idiot. That's all, right? That's kind of the way it goes. So you can have your opinion. That doesn't mean I have to accept it. That doesn't have to mean I agree it or respect it. It's the way it goes, man. So do what you want. I know I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to do and think what I believe may not be right, but what I believe is best for everybody, not for one certain group that wants to force everybody else into something. Not doing that. So you can have your opinion. Doesn't mean I don't have to rip you for it.
Blind ass fan alert. Look out, everyone. We've got a blind ass fan coming through.
Why would you call him Bipolar Jimmy, Rick? I think the guy's hurt, man. Guy sells out for you all he can. Big O, I am 100% on voting. Unfortunately, voting in this country is no bueno. Well, because when it's not to their favor, they don't want to put it up for vote. They want to circumvent you. Remember what they did for the arena? Years back, yes means no, no means yes. Remember that? Come on, man. They will do whatever they can and twist it the way they can. DeSantis changed he redistrict or whatever it's called, reconfigured a district that was mostly black and obviously voting Democrat. And then the way he reconstructed it, it created more of a Republican district. The Democrats did the same thing. And another one in Arizona. You know, they all do the same shit. Just because they're called Republicans and Democrats, you guys think there's a difference. There's no difference. They're all doing the same shit behind the scenes. They're all screwing you one way or the other. They all have personal interests that they care about more than you. So, you know, you guys keep going. Keep going. Just keep believing all of that stuff. Anyway, Big O, what do you think of the Biden falling? Brother, get him a walker. And by the way, doesn't the dumbass look like down to see that there's a bag in front of you? Do you not look where you're walking? Like, hey, I'm a goofball. I can't walk 20 steps without falling. Maybe I should actually look where I'm walking. You know? It's like, dude, give me a break. It's like, what a goofball. Total goofball. And it's not, and he's gonna hurt himself seriously on one of those. That old? Wow. It's probably what scares everybody. Anyway, Big O, what's your opinion on leaving Strus 0-8, 0-10? Not sure. Duncan didn't hit. Brother, I'm more concerned about Jimmy. Strus will hit those shots the next time around. Duncan will hit those shots the next time around. That's their thing, dude. They can do that. I was more concerned about Jimmy not being Jimmy. That's really my problem, is what is up with Jimmy? That's my real concern, man.